is TechStrong TV.
Hello and welcome to TechStrong TV. I'm Bonnie Schneider. With the growing concern for the impact of carbon emissions on our planet, companies are prioritizing sustainability in their operations. Our guest today is Javed Khan, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Cisco Collaboration. Javed has a passion for delivering amazing team collaboration experiences and brings 20-plus years of enterprise and consumer product leadership to Cisco. Today, we'll discuss the Carbon Insights feature in WebEx and how it can help organizations meet their sustainability goals. Javed, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bonnie, for having me, and thank you for spending time on this topic, which sometimes doesn't quite get all the attention, but we are excited about what we have to share.
That's great. Well, can you explain the Carbon Insights feature in WebEx and how it helps organizations meet their sustainability goals?
Yeah, sure. So this is a first of a kind feature that we've launched. This came out of some of our own learnings in terms of us evaluating our own carbon footprint. One of the things we realized was that our customers would benefit not just from using our products that reduce travel and increase collaboration and reduce the carbon emissions footprint, but giving them visibility into what was the emissions footprint of the devices that they were using. So our video conferencing devices, which are installed worldwide in conference rooms based on the power they are consuming and how long they're on, we use a standard formula to calculate the carbon emissions and make that available to our customers via a central administrative feature that we have. It's called Control Hub. So customers can look at that utilization over time and make decisions on how to optimize that going forward.
That sounds interesting. So how does the tool provide scope 2 emissions reporting, and what recommendations does it offer for optimizing energy consumption usage of WebEx devices?
Yeah, so each of our devices uses a certain amount of power when it's in use, when it's in sleep mode or deep sleep mode. So we collect analytics from your entire device's footprint that's usually installed in conference rooms or even some home devices based on how long the device is being used and how much power it's consuming. We use a standard formula that's available to calculate those emissions. We make those available for the entire organization over time. So you can look at how much was being used during the weekdays, when there might have been more people using those devices. So it allows you to look at a trend. What we also do, though, is we give you insights into what if you set certain office hours or certain periods as office hours, where these devices can now go into a deep sleep mode, thereby reducing the emissions during that time. So customers can now visualize that over time and then track it over time and make intelligent decisions about how many devices and where those devices are being used.
So how does this new capability fit into Cisco's larger sustainability commitment, including the goal of reaching net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2040?
Yeah, so that's one of the goals that Cisco's set. We have a lot of work to do. But as we looked at how we can get there, one of the most important aspects of that is getting a view into what your current footprint is. We've been actively working on quite a few things. So one of the additional goals we set ourselves when it comes to our own devices, because we make a lot of hardware, is making sure all of our new products going forward, 100% of our new products by 2025 will incorporate circular design principles in their design. So making sure that we are minimizing waste, making sure that the components we are using are recyclable. And we've made some good progress on that. So I recently launched Cisco Roomba, which is one of our leading video conferencing devices, which you'll find in many conference rooms. It uses 100% recyclable packaging material that not only reduces our footprint, but also reduces things like transportation costs. And that in turn has a cumulative effect. And we're going to do the same with the rest of our device portfolio, including our phones, by 2025, something Cisco is driving across the company. And we feel that we've made some really good progress there.
That's interesting. I didn't realize there were so many different initiatives happening at the same time in order to reach those goals. You know, here at TechStrong TV, many of our viewers work in tech, and they may be the IT administrator for the company they work for. So I'm wondering how you, if you can describe how, if they're using Carbon Insights, how would that help them make more sustainable decisions for their organizations?
So this feature will launch this summer, so it's not available yet. But once available, what a typical administrator should be able to do is get informed about their footprint. I think oftentimes you don't realize that you might have a device sitting in a particular conference room or a conference room that is not being used during certain hours. So they will be able to look at the current utilization, and it will also tell you when the device is being used by how many people. So the combination of that data will now allow them to make educated decisions about you know, whether they have too many devices or too few devices, and can they consolidate some of those devices, set some parameters where these devices actually go into deep sleep. So those are some of the decisions they will be able to make. And you know, data is everything. Once you start to see how much emissions that these devices are generating, you can now start to make educated decisions about it. We will also give you a view into how some of the older devices compare with newer devices, because as technology modernizes, the newer devices can actually save you not just the emissions from these devices, but also the power consumption. So we'll start to give you visibility into those kinds of things in the coming months. And that'll help you save money in addition to being more green.
Well, you know, it's funny because all these collaboration tools now are in the forefront after coming out of the pandemic, so many people relying on them. But I'm wondering, with all this competition that there is, how does WebEx compare to other collaboration tools in terms of sustainability?
Yeah, so the one of the benefits of the advancements in usage of collaboration tools the last couple of years, you know, one of the side effects of COVID was we are all using it a lot more than we've ever used. And that in itself, by the way, was a big driver of reducing emissions, frankly, because we are traveling less. We are able to have conversations like these because of the advancements in technology. So the collaboration business across the industry actually has been a big driver in helping with sustainability. But we continue to, alongside many other vendors, continue to focus on making sure that these devices themselves consume less power, they're more recyclable. We have programs where for older devices that might not be as sustainable, we have programs that we will recycle those for our customers. So lots of good progress happening, not just at Cisco, but across the collaboration industry.
How do you see sustainability playing a role in the future of collaboration technology going forward 5-10 years from now?
Yes, so sustainability, you know, I'd say is no longer a buzzword. I was actually in Europe last month, and it is a business imperative. Our customers are making decisions on what products they buy based on the sustainability posture of not just the particular device, but companies as a whole. So it has become a business imperative. It's good for business. We were able to have conversations with a lot of customers primarily because we were aware of not just what the company was doing from a carbon emission standpoint, but also because we were able to help our customers make better decisions about their footprint. So I think with collaboration, we are uniquely positioned not just to reduce the impact we have, but help our customers reduce the impact they have. And that is top of mind for many, many customers. And it's good business. And we are starting to see that, especially with our collaboration products.
You know, we talked a little bit about what Cisco is doing in the sustainability space, but I'm wondering about other plans for Cisco collaboration to expand sustainability and their efforts beyond what we're talking about now, the Carbon Insights.
Yes, so there's a lot of stuff happening. I'll pick a few things that are related. One is we've got a lot of our cloud products running in data centers, which themselves have a large footprint. The power that we use in our data centers in Europe, we announced this last month, is 100% renewable energy. And that's There's a lot of data centers globally across the world, and we're going to extend that across our data center footprint over time. And I mentioned the recycling program. So when our customers have devices or have hardware that they want to swap out with more sustainable, greener hardware, we have a recycling program where customers can return that to us and we take care of it for them. And energy efficiency is a big focus, both across our networking, security, and our collaboration portfolio, reducing the power consumption, not just for these devices, but technologies like power over Ethernet, which allow you to now do a lot of things like lighting and room control and so on using much lesser power, is a big technology focus, and it's functionality we're building into our products. So lots of good stuff happening. And as I said earlier, it is actually, it reduces your costs, it's good business, and good for your customers too.
And you said earlier that you do see an increase in the demand from your customers. Have you seen that just since COVID, or have you seen it maybe over the past few years of people wanting to be more sustainable?
Yes. So during COVID, it was somewhat driven by necessity. People didn't want to, weren't able to travel as much. But I think as they came out of that and noticed the benefit that these tools were able to provide, not just in terms of staying productive, but in terms of reducing their footprint and their costs. It all translates into costs. I think it was a very quick learning the last couple of years that there is not just a benefit from a sustainability standpoint, but there is a bottom line benefit. And I think we are just seeing that accelerate. That's why you're starting to see companies take a good look at what their footprint looks like and how sustainable it is, because they notice that in the bottom line. I think the technology continues to get better. And with companies focusing more on it, I think we'll continue to see that accelerate. Both customers and shareholders are demanding better visibility into your sustainability efforts. So I think we believe that's going to continue to accelerate.
I agree. Javed Khan, it was really interesting to speak with you, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Cisco Collaboration. Thank you so much for joining us on Tech Strong TV.
Thank you, Bonnie, for having me.
Sure. Well, stay with us. We have a lot more coming up after this.